Today's daf in Masechet Tzvachim brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh is a daf Samach Gimel, and we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah, close to the top. So we're moving on now from the dinim we've been speaking about, where precisely to do the Shechita. We talked about Achila, but we were talking about behemoths. What about the Menachot? So moving on to Menachot, Menachot ayunik matzot v'chol makom ba'azara. So you could do the actual kmitza. Remember, the kmitza of a mincha is the equivalent of the act of zvicha in a korban of domim. And so a mincha, the kometz, equivalent to the shechita, would be any place in the azara, despite the fact that mincha is kachi kachi. And you would think that the kmitza of a mincha, which is kachi kachi, would have the same thing as the shechita behema of kachi kachi, which would mean that it would have to be dafka b'tzofen. Kamash malon, there's not a din of tzofen with the minachas. The ne'echalot lefni min ha'kla'im, they have the same din of achila as of a kachi kachi. They're eaten inside of the azara. Remember, we spoke about the way that this Mishnah continues to refer to the Azara as the original Kla'im. So as the Shulchan Aruch brings, that there's a Shita, that this Perek, because it has absolutely no machlokas, and it was given over directly from Moshe Rabbeinu, so we use the actual language that was Nogea at the time, that Moshe Rabbeinu said it. And that's the reason he says that we say it for the Tefillah. And it's like other types of achila. It's only eaten by zichre kuhuna, since it's kachim kachim, and it's also b'chol ma'achal. You can eat it with everything. And the question is, it's not the same as the others, where the also the b'chol ma'achal means you can cook it any way you want to. And I remember when we were talking about the Pesach, we said that the Pesach cannot be actually ne'achal b'chol ma'achal, because it has to be sleep. And the truth is, you have to be careful how it is that you're going to be eating the mincha, because you can't, if it's a mincha solet, you have to be careful that it doesn't become chometz. So if that's the case, it means something slightly different here. But that we'll get to when we get to menachos, to talk about the shiyari and menachos and the dinim legabe chometz on the shirayim. It's eaten just like other kachim kachim, the yom v'layla ad chatzot. Amar Rabbi Elazar. So where do we know that kmitza does not have the same din as shechita of kachim kachim, and it needs not be done b'tzofen? Well, one thing we do know is that you can do the kmitza in the heichal itself, which may not be a din of tzofen, but it's a special din. And the reason that you can do it in the heichal itself is because there actually is a kmitza v'mincha in the heichal itself. What? Absolutely. Remember that we have to understand the mincha as an abstraction, and we have a mincha that's actually brought in the heichal. That is the shulchan, which actually is but tzofen, but that doesn't mean just like in the mizbeach, there's limit tzofen on top of the mizbeach necessarily. So too here. But the shulchan is actually a mincha, because what we have there is the lechem aponim, and the lechem aponim have actually a zikaron, which is the equivalent of a kmitza, and that is the shnei bezikre levena. So you take off those two cups of levena, you bring them on the mizbeach, and that is matir, the 12 lechem, which is precisely the abstraction of every other mincha. We take a kmitza, put it on the mizbeach, that's the zikaron, and that is what's matir there. So since the siluk bezichin, by definition, is done in the heichal, because that's where the shulchan is, so too any mincha that you would do there must be that it would be kosher. Masiv Reb Yirmiyah, what about the braita? The braita says v'kamatz misham. Now, what does misham mean? Well, it says yevi'el. Who is yevi'el? The czar who's bringing his mincha. And it says that he should be makrivot to Aaron, b'nei Aaron, ha'kohanim. And then the Kohen actually moves from that spot. So Ve'hevi'a b'nei Aharon ha'Kohanim v'komatz misham below kumso. What does misham mean? Just say the Kohen should be komatz. Ela, the pshat is misham. That teaches us it's from the place where he took it from the Zar. Now the Zar is not allowed to be in the Heichal, obviously, and it would only be in the part of the Azara that a Zar is allowed to be in. So, Mimakom Shiragle Azar Omidot, isn't that what it's telling us? And, okay, seems to be a problem. Let's finish the price before we deal with the problem. Ben Betera Omer, Hina Yin Shi'im Komatz Bismo Shiagzir Yikmoz Bimin. How do we know this pasuk from? The reason we're bringing this up is because the Misham. How do we know that even if you did the kmitza wrong, and you did the kmitza with your left hand, if you did the shechita with your left hand, be a problem. So if you do the kmitza with your left hand, the one good thing about kmitza, which you don't have by shechita, is they can always undo the kmitza by putting it back into the mincha. Try doing that with the head of an animal. So you can always take the kmitza, put it back inside of the mincha, and do the kmitza again. So how do I know that that's okay? That misham means even if it is a place that had previously been nikmatz, you can be mekametz again. So ikeni amen. Anyway, getting to the what we said before, the question that we had, the problem of Misham, Mishmashman, you can't do it in the Heichal. So Ikeni Amrei, some say that Rabbi Yirmiya himself, who asked the Kasha, understood himself the answer. And some say that Rabbi Akiva answered in the place of Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yirmiya, listen here, Bar Tachlifa. Remember, Rabbi Yirmiya is Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Tachlifa. So Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to him, Bar Tachlifa, let me explain to you, sir. Asberlefa. Lo nitzucha, the meaning of Lasham, and that's the reason that in order to get to this place, which is actually, obviously our first question is, how do we know that you could be koimetz a mincha anywhere in the Azara? It's strange that the Gemara started with the statement that you can do the kmitz of a mincha in the Heichal. Ah, but you see, this is precisely how we end up knowing that you could do the kmitz of a mincha anywhere in the Azara, and you don't need sofen, even though it's kachik kadosh. And this is exactly what Rabbi Akiva explained to Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Tachlifa. Bar Tachlifa, let me explain it to you. This pasuk of Misham is not coming to tell me that you cannot do the mincha somewhere. It's telling me that you can do the mincha somewhere. That's the point. So since it says that the Kohen could actually take the kmitza from the spot where the Zar was standing, that's coming to tell me lahakshir kol hazara kula for kmitza. Because I would have thought if it wouldn't have said misham salkatate chamina, I would have said, look, an Ola requires tzafein, so the mincha would require tzafein. Talmud lomar misham, to tell me no, because the Tzar obviously is standing in the area of the where the Tzar is, and that would mean wherever he is. In which case, even though he's standing in the Doraim as well, the whole chatzar is really kosher. So we would have thought from Ola. But why would we have thought from Ayla? I mean, wouldn't I have recognized that Ayla is very different? I wouldn't have said, Mala Ola, how can I bring a riot from the Ola? The Ola is Kalil. A mincha is not Kalil. We only bring the Kemetza mincha up to the Mizbeach. So why would you think that we should give the Chumrah of an Ayla to a mincha? Isn't it Kalil? Okay, fine, not from Ayla. I would have learned it from Chatas. Chatas is in Kolil. Ah, how can you learn from a Chatas? A mincha is not mechaper on Chai Vekrisis, is it? So, I mean, maybe Chatas is more chomer. Okay, for heaven's sakes, I'll learn it from the Usha, which is only done bit shrita, bit sofer. No, because, I mean, an Usha obviously is more chomer than a mincha, because anything that's brought from Dumim is going to have more The damu benefesh yechaper. That's the essence of the karbanos, is in terms of dam. So I would say, okay, dam I have to do in the tzafan, but something that's not damim, I mean, anyway, would assume that we can be maker on, which of course is indeed the case. We do end up being maker. So why would I thought that I have to be dafka be machmir in this case of partial? In fact, once I may realize that that's true, I mean, any combination of all of the kachim kachim that we know, put them all together, and they're all minei damim. Actually, mikulo, you try to make them at sada shava shabam, and you end up with, no, all of these are damim. So malakulo shikei minei damim. So, okay, so we have no reason for needing a pasuk. Why would I have thought that you require a pasuk to tell me Misham, that you could be koimets anywhere in the Ezra? Truth is, hello, it's true. The reason that we needed it is not because I would have thought it's similar to the other kachim kachim, which are damim, but rather because of a din of mincha itself. And that is, there's a concept in the mincha called hagasha. Hagasha is done to the mincha before you do the komets. You take the kli with the mincha in it. You have to walk it up to the edge of the mizbeach in that famous edge, which we do so many things for. We're going to see soon in the Mishnah. That famous edge, which is right there on the western, but also on the southern side. So we have to do a hagasha because it says yigisha el hamizbeach first, and then herim mimenu bekumtso. So I would have thought, so if the Torah does define a particular place where we do hagasha, and only afterwards does it say that veherim mimenu bekumtso, I would have thought, well, that means that those two things are related. Just like the hagasha has to be on the Keren Ma'aravi's drum, it's not on Safin. It wasn't, the reason we needed Misham was not to tell me that you don't need Safin. The reason I needed Misham was to tell me that we don't need Dor HaMa'arav. That's the point. Because I would have thought if it says Ve'erim Yimeinu Bekumtso, immediately after it says V'gishal HaMizbeach, so that means that it has to be done in the same place. Non that Mikomatz Misham, from the place where he had originally taken it, from the Tzar, which could be anywhere at all. Now, the question is, since already we brought up, now this is not directly Nogea, all of our sugya in the Mishnah, so let's realize that we're in a pop-down level one. And the question would be, once we raise the dinim of a mincha in the Heichal, for which we brought a raya from the lechem that's on the shulchan, that has a, so to speak, a kmitza equivalent because of the fact that we bring the bezikei levina, and that's the equivalent of an abstract kmitza. How about shlomim? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, shlomim that was shechted in the heichal is kosher because it says v'shachato petach ohel moed. So if you're going to be shechting it, the Torah wants you specifically to shech petach ohel moed, from which we learned all those dinim that you have to have a door that opens up into all of the other areas, and that's why we made the pishkashin, and that's why we made sure that they covered all areas, even including the sides of the ulam. So since it says it needs to be petach, so, I mean, if the petach is good enough, lo yei tafel chamur min ha'ikar. It makes sense that the petach, I mean, obviously the Torah wants us to get closer to the heichal. And if the heichal is shut off and the door is closed, you can't check. So that means that it's important to be as close as you can on some level to relate to the heichal. So that if you're telling me it's good enough to shech where you can actually face the door of the heichal, you should be able to shech in the actual heichal, because the tafel, which is the area around the heichal that we're only relating to the heichal through the doorway, can't be more chamur min ha'ikar. It can't be more a part of the ikar din of the shlamim than the actual heichal itself is, and therefore, if you go into the heichal and you shech, that should be perfectly fine. Asks the Gemara on Rabbi Yochanan, what kind of logic is that? Here it says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Beterah Omer, Of course, it immediately strikes you that it ought to say, there is a Shinoi Yusaot that says that. So, what would be in a situation where you've got these goyim that have surrounded the Azora, and they're basically shooting into the Azora, and that means that the Kohanim cannot be in the Azora and to do the Aveda? How do you know that the Kohanim can actually go indoors to avoid the shooting and do whatever they need to do in terms of Achila, but they can do the Achila inside of the Azora? Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, Bekodesh HaKodashim Tochalenu. That's coming to tell me that in extremis, you can even do the Achilas Kochim in the Kodesh HaKodashim. So that tells me that you're only because of the Pasuk, right? Now, I mean, why do we need a Pasuk? Why don't we say, I mean, Rabbi Yochanan claims, Lo Teich Tafel Chomer Menayikra. I mean, he made a big deal about that. Why don't you say the same thing over here? Since it says Bechatzar O Moed Yochluhu, so kosher came, Lo Yeh Tafel Chomer Menayikra, and we should have figured out on our own without needing a pasuk of Bekodesh HaKodeshim Tochmeno. We should have been able to figure it out. But of course, you'd be able to go into the Heichal and eat. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan, that your logic doesn't apply. Says Rabbi Yochanan, come off it, man. What kind of comparison is this? In the case that I'm talking about was what? That you're doing the Aveda. So the Aveda should be done as close as possible to the Heichal, in the sense that it has to be with an open door and you need to be able to go in and so on, right? Okay, but that's because it's Aveda. So it's appropriate if I'm doing Aveda for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So fine, so I do the Aveda in the castle, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Adam is Oved B'Makom Rabo. Yes, you can certainly go and clean the floors for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or if you're working for someone, you're allowed into the house to clean the kitchen. Okay, so there you can say, Lo Yeh Tafel Chamur Min HaYikar. What are you going to tell me? That because you can eat in the Kotzer Omoed, so therefore, yeah. So the king is saying, why don't you come into my bedroom and eat? That's ridiculous. Of course you can't say, Lo Yeh Tafel Chamur Min HaYikar, because over there it's not for purposes of Aveda. So, Achila, Deina Adam Ochel B'Mokom Rabo, we certainly would never suggest, Lo Yeh Tafel Chamur Min HaYikar, unquote, Lo Amrinan. We would never say that. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan's logic is perfectly reasonable and consistent with the Braita that says you need a pasuk to tell me the same thing when it comes to eating. That's for sure.
Now, isn't there a sense of eating as Rabbi as an avoda by Kohanim Ochlim
Ubalim? Yeah, but it's not called an avoda. It's still the achil. It's the participation of the Adam that allows the concept of Kohanim Ochlim. But it's not done as one of the avodas for the Etzem Korban. It's done for the requirement of the Mishchatah. Moving on now to our very own
Zuk the Halak Mishnah.
A nice beginning to the week, Sir Richard. Chatat Ha'of. Now let's start talking about the dinim of the chataot of ofot. Now, we talked all about the chataot apnimiyot, and we talked about the chataot achitzoniyot, and the difference in the dinim of shvicha according to some, and the special type of what would be called how much do you need in order to be mechaper, whether matana achas mem is makeves bifnim, or Bafutz, two according to Beit Shammai, one according to Beit Hillel, and the Dinim of Achila. Now let's move on to discussing the Chatas Ha'of. Now the Chatas Ha'of, we just mentioned, curiously, one of the things that needs to be done on the Dromit Ma'aravit, and that was the Hagashav the Mincha. Well, it just so happens that the Chatas Ha'of, which is referring to remember, what we do in the Chatas Ha'of is we do a Malika, and then we do the equivalent of a Zrika, which is Hazor. So we actually sprinkle the dam from, but we don't take an apakabal the dam in a kos. So we actually use the dam from the body of the oaf. And then we do nitsui, so that we press it, against the mizbeach, and that way it goes down to the yusod hamizbeach. So the malika he would do, here remember, where's the chatas ha'ov brought? On top of the mizbeach, above the chutasikra, or on the bottom of the chutasikra? Who's going to volunteer? I don't know what Barnea is doing, but I think he's trying to fly away before the malika.
Rebbe Simon, Ola Sa'if up.
Okay. Olata of up, Chatata of down. Okay, so that means the Kohen is standing on the floor. And where on the floor is he standing? By the southwest corner. That's where you would do the actual Hazoah Sadam. To differentiate the word from Zrika, it's equivalent to Zrika, but Zrika is done from a kos. So, Chatas Ha'ov, what we did, the Avodas of the Chatas Ha'ov was on the Keren Dromit Ma'aravit. Now, it says, you could do this anywhere you want, but that's the correct place. That's what it sounds like it's saying. But it's going to turn out that that's not what the Mishnah means. We'll talk about it in the Gemara. Now, there were three things. I think it's just a coincidence that we mentioned that the Chatas required Hagasha at that spot. You know, I mean, it has nothing to do with this Mishnah, but it's another crazy multi-leveled construction of the way the Gemara gets in these things. So it turns out that there were three separate things that were done at the Keren Ma'aravis Dromis on top of the Chutasikra. And there were three things that were done at that same Ma'aravis Dromis under the Chutasikra. This is a very busy place on the Mizbeach. And you notice how many times we come back to this Keren Ma'aravis Dromis. So what are these three things? Shlosha dvayim hayta ota keren mishameshet milamata, u'shlosha milamala. So milamata was the Chatas Ha'ov, which we just said, that you do the Chatas Ha'ov, but here it's talking about Mamata Michut HaSikra, so we do the Hazor of the Chatas Ha'ov, Mamata Michut HaSikra, on the Keren Ma'aravit Dromit. We also, as we mentioned right before the Mishnah, we also do the Hagosha of all of the Menachos. All of them would also be on that spot, and the Shiore Hadam of the Chataot HaChitzonot, remember, are all going to be put there. And we even had the Kevesh that was going down specifically to that spot to make it easy to get there from off of the main Kevesh. You had an exit that you could take down there as well. What about Milamala? What were the things that were Milamala Michut HaSikra? And they were also done on the Keren Dromit Ma'aravi. What were the three things? Well, there was the Nisur HaYayin, where you bring the, specifically, the Nisachim, where those were brought with the Karban Eilah, the Karban Shlomim, and you poured wine on the Mizbeach. The Nisur HaMayim, which was done on Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaSukkot, on those, there's the remez on those 3 days, the second day, the sixth day, and the seventh day. If you take a look at the way the words are spelled, there's an extra mem, and then an extra yud, and then an extra mem, mayim. And the olas ha'of, when the olas ha'of was so busy where it was usually done, and the olas ha'of is done l'mala michut ha'sikra, but it's done actually on the Mizrach, but if it was too busy on the Mizrach, then you move over to our place over here, then that's the Ma'arav Dor. Kol ha'olim la'mizbeach, now there would be a big difference whether you're going to be doing the Avoda above the Chutasikra or you're doing the Avoda l'mata mi'chutasikra. So when you're coming up to the Mizbeach, remember the norm was you would come up and you would turn right when you got to the top of the Mizbeach, or if you were exiting the Mizbeach on the Yisod, you didn't need to go all the way up because you weren't dealing with the Kranot, or you weren't bringing the actual Evorim to put onto the top of the Mizbeach, and you would go off on the Yisod, and from the Yisod, you would turn right and move around. That gave you an Amma to walk around the Mizbeach, not all the way on the top. So you would normally go to your right. If you're going to the top of the Mizbeach, if you turn to the right, then as we saw yesterday, which we learned from a pasuk, that you always turn to the right, then if you needed to get to the other side of the Mizbeach to do something, you would always turn towards your right and go counterclockwise. And then Makifin, you would go all around the Mizbeach, and when you came off on the Mizbeach, you would be going down on the left side of the Kevesh, which of course is the Kohen's right side, but it would be the left side facing, so you have all of the traffic going up is on the right, and all of the traffic coming down on the left, which proves that South Africa and Great Britain are nuts. And because of that, and we learn it directly out of the Mizbeach. Now just imagine what it does to your brain if you're a Kohen and you're driving in the UK or in South Africa, which itself is a good reason to make Aliyah in time. I mean, all we need is for the Kohen to start going up on the left and bashing into everybody who's running down on the other side. But these three cases, if you're going up to do the Nisach HaYayin, or the Nisach HaMayin, or you're going up to do the Malika of an Ola, you do not do that. Because if you would do that, you would ruin the carbon, because the smoke of the Mizbeach could choke the Ola, and it would actually make bad tastes in the Mayin and in the Yayin. So all of those would be Olin V'Yardim Al Ha'akev. So you would go back the way you came up. So then you would actually turn left and not right. And we're going to see in the Gemara, I thought you're not allowed to turn left. All to be discussed. Okay, you know what I mean? So how do we know that the Chatas Ha'ov was needed to be done under the Chutas Ikra, and it was on the Maravit next to the Heichal, and the Dromit, which is what you see when you're facing the Mizbeach. Again, I'm sorry that I keep repeating this. I'm just trying to get the image clear. I already told you I'm going to keep saying things over and over again so that it just becomes second nature to me now. So how do we know that this is where you're supposed to do the Chatas Ha'ov? Omer Rabbi Yoshua, it says the Farish in the Pasuk, Omer Kra, Lo yasim aleha shemen, v'lo yitin aleha levona, ki chatat hi. So where we're talking about a minchas chote, of course that minchas chote, we know where that is, that comes together with the korban oleh v'yareh. That's where we have a minchas chote. So it says over there, it's not appropriate on a minchas chote to have shemen and to have levona, because those make mincha very beautiful. And this is a chatat. So calling the mincha a chatat, and then the fact that it's actually taking the place of an actual animal chatat, or an ofa chatat if he's poor, and the poorest of all would be making a mincha of a chatat, what that is saying is that we're calling a chatas a mincha, because we're able to turn that animal chatas into a mincha, and we're calling the mincha chatas because the pasuk is defining it as chatati. So this shows us that the mincha is called a chatas, in which case it should have the same halacha. Just like chatas has to be done b'tzafayin, so too the mincha should require tzafayin. So obviously we know that that's not really true, and it's not in the tzafayin, but it's supposed to be done all over. Okay, so lamaisa, there's something screwy with those words. And so the correct girsa that we see when we have this equivalent, we quote the same brayta in Menachos, it reads very differently. And it reads ma'achatas to una. Instead of the ma'achatas to una tzofa, and it says ma'achatas tfula shalom lishma, av mincha is tfula shalom lishma. Okay, so that makes sense, as Rashi explains, and it's simply a corruption of the Bryce's gears in Menachos. So now, we also say, just like the mincha has to be done by Kerem Ma'aravit Dromit, which is a given. Now, we don't know yet why it's a given, but we'll soon find out, but which is a given. So, Afchatat has to be done by Kerem Ma'aravit Dromit. And how is it a given, asks the Gemara? If mincha gufa minolan, how do you know that a mincha requires the agrasha, which we learned out from before? The Tanya. Since it says to bring the mincha, lifnei Hashem, so it says, Zot Torah Tamincha, hakriv ota b'nei Aaron, v'dafka lifnei Hashem, el p'nei HaMizbeach. We have two simonim here. It has to be lifnei Hashem, and it has to also be el p'nei HaMizbeach. If it would only have said lifnei Hashem, that would have meant b'ma'araf, it should be right in front of the door, along the western side. And but it isn't. It says opening on his bayat, which means on the Dorim side. But if it would have said opening on his bayat, I would have said, ah, so in other words, put it on the Dorim side. No, it says opening Hashem. So that forces you to conclude, Kaitzad, you've got to do both of them. How do you do both of them? Magisha, Bekeren, Ma'aravit, Ramit, Kineget, Fudasha, Keren, Gedaya. You don't have to actually make the mincha itself touch the mizbeach. It's dayo to bring the kli of the mincha up to that point. You don't need to bend it over and actually have the mincha proper touch the mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, I would say it different. I would say, Yalko yigishin l'ma'arav ha'shel keren l'drom ha'shel keren. You might think that you can do the Hagrasha a little bit to the side, either towards the western side, not actually directly on the Karen, or to the southern side. Well, basically, there's a very simple rule, isn't there? Komakom shatamot seh shnei mikraot. You've got two psot. And they can be read in two different ways. So if you do one of them literally, you're going to end up not being Mekayim the other one. And on the other hand, if you do the other one, it ends up not being a contradiction to the first one. So obviously the rule is, if you have Echad Mekayim Atzmo U'Mekayim Chaveiro, you got two psukim, one of which is completely consistent with the other one, and one of them is inconsistent. The Echad Mekayim Atzmo U'Mevatel Chaveiro. So then you would have to forget about darshaning it, the one that would contradict the other pasuk, obviously. And what you would do is you would assume that the pasuk that's mekayim atzmo u'mekayim chaveiro. So let's apply that rule here. And therefore, you would understand as follows. Kisha tomer lifnei Hashem b'marav. So if you're going to do something on the western side of the Mizbeah, it would not have anything to do with the Pnei HaMizbeah on the Dorim side. But if you do it on Pnei HaMizbeah on the Dorim side, you're also going to be Mekayim the Lifnei Hashem. Kiyamta Lifnei Hashem B'Dorim also. Why? I understand. The south isn't Lifnei Hashem. Well, Meravashi, that's the whole point, is that Rebbe Eliezer is showing you, we've seen this before, Rebbe Eliezer's shita is that the entire Mizbeach is Bitzafei, and therefore the only way that you would have on the Dorom is if you put it on the Dorom, you would be in exactly the place that would also be Bemara. So that means it would have to be right there at the edge, because that's the only place. Machenkin, if you move it away from there, so then it's Lifnei Hashem, perhaps, but it certainly is not El Pnei HaMizbeach, so therefore you have no choice and the place which is both Lifnei Hashem and yet is along the Pnei HaMizbeach to the Dorayin is on the Dorayin side where there is Yesod, which is that one Am Yesod, which is towards the west. Now, the next thing that the Mishnah said is that actually the Chatas HaOf was kosher anywhere, but this is its place. What does that mean? First it says that it's anywhere, and then it says, but this is its place. If this is its place, why is it kosher elsewhere? Omer Rav Ashi, you're meaning it wrong. Hofikam. B'chol makom hayta kshera means it would be kosher to do the malika anywhere you want at all. But this was the place, specific place, and it's indeed ma'akev, for the hazoya, so the dinit that you're mechuyev to be in the Keren Ma'aravi Dromid. That's true about hazoya, but it's not true about malika. So you could do the malika anywhere. So basically, we learned it from where? We learned it from Hilka. We said that the same way that the Hagosha is in this corner, so too the Aveda of the Oaf is in this corner. But the thing is that Malika is only where it's an actual Aveda. That's how it is that what we're talking about over here is the Hagosha of the Mincha. And that would mean that's not the same as the Kemitza. Okay, so then the same thing is true over here. It's talking about what you have to do on the Mizbeach, which is over here by an oaf, is talking about Hazah. But it wouldn't be referring to the Malika. It doesn't say anywhere to do the Malika specifically by the Mizbeach. Therefore, the Mishnah is being Meranes to the fact that Malika can be done anywhere. And that means that by understanding the Mishnah properly, we learn from the Mishnah what was spelled out in the Braita. Tanina lahadaton rabbanan. Malika b'kol makom b'mizbeach, it's kosher. But hizah dama, if you go ahead and you do the hazayatama b'kol makom, which is a stira, the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, is also kosher. But what if you did hazayah and you didn't do the mitsui? So remember that the mitsui is the equivalent of the Shvicha Shiraim, and it's not Ma'akev, just like the Shvicha Shiraim of the Chata'ot HaChitzoniyot is not Ma'akev. So there, if you do no Mitzvah at all, it would also be kosher, as long as it was under the Chut HaSikra, there had to have been some of the Dam HaNefesh of the Hazor. What the heck? What is going on over here? You just contradicted yourself. You said, first you say that the Dam is supposed to be anywhere on the Mizbeach. Anywhere on the Mizbeach would include even the Malam Echut HaSik. Then you said, oh, this is only true if you get it the Malam Echut HaSik. Now, how do we read this Braisa? The correct understanding of the Braisa is this. If you did Malaka B'chol Makom B'Mizbeach, it's kosher. Mitzah Dama B'chol Makom B'Mizbeach is also kishera. Don't say hiza. Say mitza. That's what we made a mistake in. We thought that you could do the hazoya anywhere. You can't do the hazoya anywhere, as we said. Zoe mikoma. If you did the mitzui, which is not ma'akev, and you did that wherever you did it, it would also be kosher. Because anyway, mitzui is not ma'akev. She'in hiza, and then the last piece, add a shin. This is an explanation. Because since if you hadn't done the mitzui at all, if you did the hazor, it would be kosher. She'in hiza v'lo mitzah, it's kosher. So certainly, it's going to be kosher if you do the mitzui somewhere. So in other words, as long as b'vashi came b'chut ha'sikra u'lamata midam ha'nefesh, it doesn't matter where you do this mitzvah at all, as long as you got the Dama Nefesh underneath the Chut HaSikra, it doesn't matter whether you do a mitzvah of the rest of the Dam all the way on the bottom or not. That's the point. And so according to this, it does have to be Lamata Mechut HaSikra, and when it says that the Chatas HaOf is Dafka, on this particular Ma'arovis Dromis, it also doesn't mean that it's Ma'akit. Okay, this is something of Machlokas, but this certainly seems to be the way the Rambam understands, the way the Gemara is coming out, is the way that he ends up passing. The L'chatzila, this is where it has to be, but as long as you've got Nefesh, Dama Nefesh, L'mata Mifut HaSikra, it would be kosher. And also, of course, that the Mitzvah is not Ma'akit. Lovely.